This is NewsHour from the BBC World Service. I'm Tim Franks. A frightening survey was published today by a European Union agency, the Agency for Fundamental Rights. The survey found that a third of all women in the EU have experienced physical or sexual violence since the age of 15. This is said to be the biggest survey ever conducted on the issue, having interviewed 42,000 women. And according to campaign groups in the United Kingdom, it could well be understating the problem and the necessary solutions. A coalition of those groups have called on the British government to change the law so that psychological as well as physical abuse of women be made a crime. To discuss the issue, I was joined a little earlier by Rachel Horman, who's a domestic abuse lawyer, and Eve McDougall, a survivor of domestic abuse and author of A Wicked Fist. Eve began by telling me what happened to her.
I suffered mental and psychological damage, and I still have fears of being killed by the perpetrator, who was my ex-husband. He used to follow me to the toilet. He would follow me to my family, my friends. He didn't want me to be there. He followed me everywhere because he was afraid I would tell what he was doing to me. And he would beat me, rape me, batter me. But the worst thing about it all was the psychological mental abuse. He would haunt me and taunt me. And he would tell me how worthless I was, how stupid I was thick. He would mock my intelligence, saying I was an idiot, stupid, and I would never amount to anything. And the consequences of that were self-harm, suicide attempts, alcohol, drugs misuse, special hospitals, and mental breakdowns. And this went on for many years.
How did you escape in the end?
I escaped in the end through a very, very good friend who got me away to a safe house.
After how many years?
Well, I was with him, say, nearly 18 months. But I had went back a few times and took more of the abuse. But the mental damage still follows me to this day.
What happened to him?
He ended up in and out of prison. He married again and done the same things to the other person.
Did he go to prison because of the abuse?
Yes, he did. He went to prison because of what he did to me, yes.
It's very striking to hear you say that worse than being beaten, worse than being raped, was the psychological abuse.
Both of them, one's just as bad as the other, but the mental abuse and the psychological damage still follows me to this day because I'm still afraid. But I work with those fears today. But if I had some intervention way back then, maybe I would be a different person about those fears today. But they still haunt me because he would beat me up and then sing songs to me about my lovely black eyes, and he would taunt me and haunt me about being useless and worthless. He wanted to make and controlled me with everything, what I ate, what I wore, what my hair was like.
Rachel Horman, if I can bring you in, you're a lawyer for victims of domestic abuse. I'm sure that Eve's appalling story is sadly not unusual. The key thing, though, that I want to pick up on is this call that's been made today by some campaign groups that sort of psychological abuse be made a crime. Is that a call that you would support?
Absolutely. The campaign has been led by Paladin, a stalking charity, and they recently conducted a survey from victims of domestic violence, and 94% of those victims said that mental abuse was worse than the physical. And that's certainly something that I see in my day-to-day job. Whilst the police can deal with the bruises and the broken bones, it's the behaviour before that that really does need to be nipped in the bud. And I think if we had this change in the law, as is being suggested, then we could save victims at the early stages before it even reaches the stage where it becomes physical.
That type of controlling, psychologically abusive behaviour is clearly appalling and obnoxious, but actually turning it into a crime, could that not be, in a way, quite difficult to prove compared, for example, to being beaten or being raped?
Well, rape is not an easy offence to prove, particularly when you're talking about a rape from your partner, which of course is the most common type of rape. Child abuse is not easy to prove, but that doesn't mean to say that we shouldn't have laws to protect the victims. And actually, in some cases, there is clear evidence of that abuse. You know, you may have a situation where somebody has installed a tracking device on somebody's phone so that they can tell where they are at all times, and that might be an example that's quite easy to prove of the pattern of abuse, but it's never a one-off situation.
Are there any precedents elsewhere, any examples from perhaps other countries which you could use?
Yes, if we look to America, they've had an anti-domestic violence law in place now for about 20 years. And when that came into force, there was a massive reduction in domestic violence by almost 70%. That's going to save lives. You know, more than two women a week are killed by domestic violence in this country. Domestic violence costs this country more than £20 billion every year. So it's a huge problem. And if we can reduce that by 70%, then I can't see any arguments to say why we shouldn't do it.
Eve, if I can return to you, what do you think about the idea of turning psychological abuse into criminal offence? Do you think, if it had been the case 40 years ago when you were suffering, that it would have helped you, given you a reason perhaps to have reported the abuse earlier?
I think it would have been fantastic for someone like me, because when you do get away from the perpetrator with that mental and psychological abuse, the shock and the horror and the trauma of what you've experienced kicks in. In my case, I have got scars on the outside as the inside because of the self-harm, because of the fears, and I actually fled Scotland and live here in London now and will never go back there because I could be killed. But I don't live with that thought every minute of the day, but it is always there, although I continue to go on with my life. So for 40 years I've suffered. How many other women are out there suffering? We're failing these women as a society, and also men who have been abused too. But we're failing as a society if we don't take notice of this and make it a law.
Eve McDougall, a survivor of domestic abuse, and I was also speaking to Rachel Horman, who is a lawyer for domestic abuse victims. There's more on this subject, in particular on that European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights survey that corresponds to 62 million women potentially being victims of physical or sexual violence. That's on our website, bbcnews.com.